this guy named Wesley was on his podcast and admitted that the truck that they had with his wife, he and Tessa, was not in fact paid off, and they instead went on a vacation when she thought it was actually paid off.
Does he hide things from you?
I mean, just finances.
Just finances.
I don't think there would be anything else to hide.
What does she know about the truck situation and what you did with that? What does she know?
She thinks the truck's paid off. It's not paid off.
He stole his money on it. Yeah, tough.
She like starts crying. It's devastated. It's just, you know, it's just not being truthful.
It's awkward. No. So, what purchase did you find out about that your spouse did, or what purchase did you hide from your spouse? Desiree rolls in. I found out after we split that he had a storage unit with a motorcycle in it. We were married 6 years, had no clue.
Whoa. That's a big purchase.
Having a storage unit, especially, like, that's a monthly thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Wow. Oh, Paula says he comes home with a brand new watch. Said he got it as a bonus at work. Later found out he didn't. Instead decided to go ahead and buy a $10,000 watch.
Oh.
We're no longer together.
Wow.
$10,000 for a watch.
Wow. Okay. Okay. All right. Crazy purchase did you hide from your spouse? Heather said, I only learned after we broke up that he bought a car without me knowing, and kept it over at his girlfriend's house.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a couple of things to find out.
Oh, no.
A couple of fun facts right there.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh,
goodness.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a big one.
All right. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know, you can't, you know, if you're him, you can't run the risk of like, your wife finding a hair that's not hers in the car.
Right. Just keep the whole thing over at the girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
Great plan. Oh, gosh, Linda. It wasn't just one big purchase. How about many? I found out before we got married that he was about $156,000 in debt spread over 4 or 5 credit cards.
Oh, that gives me anxiety.
He tried to keep that little secret from me until his mom brought over some mail that came to her for him, and they were a bunch of credit card statements.
Oh.
She was warning me.
Oh.
We did not get married.
Oh!
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's like, you better fix that before we even think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then don't ever do that again.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go ahead and put a pause on this whole marriage thing. You figure this out.
You got some stuff going on.
You figure this stuff out, and then maybe we'll talk.
That. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That would be terrible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that alludes to, that's a different philosophy in spending. That's
a different philosophy in spending.
That's a big difference.
That's not learning. That's not learning about how credit cards actually work.
No.
Right.
That's someone who thinks, oh, free money.
Yeah.
Free money. I can just buy all the stuff. Yeah, and I'll just take my time paying it off.
Jessica texts in and says, how does this stuff even happen? I can understand spending even up to a couple $100 without your spouse finding out, but.
Yeah.
$10,000
bills sent to mom's house. That's how that happens.
Yeah, but a $10,000 watch and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Yes. How does that go unnoticed?
I know.
Yeah, well, it's having the bills in, or the address in mom's address and it going there.
Ooh,
crazy,
wow.
Crazy. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Very awkward, but that's kind of what we're fishing for. So
good stuff. But you know what? It's
good
just learning.
Stuff.
It's learning for the rest of us.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you for the stories there. It's 99.7 DJX.